Welcome to The Clean Truth, where we like to call bullshit on the status quo.
What's up? Welcome back to another episode of The Clean Truth. I'm Don. We got a pretty damn cool episode today.
Excited.
Silver Fox.
We're here.
And we have Brian Teach from First Form.
Man, I was wondering what's going on over there. It's like just for Ben, right? Like, I mean, yeah. That dude, if he colored that hair, he'd lose 20 years.
It's natural.
What are you doing to him?
It's natural.
What are you doing to him over there?
At what point did that hair turn gray?
I feel like I was here a couple years ago.
Maybe that day I started working for you. I don't know.
Yeah,
but
I was going to say, years ago, you didn't have none of that gray in that hair.
Yes, he did.
I'm going with it. It's like that George Clooney look. It's still there.
All right.
I'm sitting next to two bald guys.
Clooney's got a couple years on you, babe.
And a guy on the mic that's got great flow. So I feel like I'm right in the middle.
Well, I had it in my head that I wasn't gonna do the whole weekly bust Ben's balls on this episode. But that just kind of flowed out naturally. Yeah. I wasn't even intending to do it.
Shit happens.
The point that I was gonna make in busting somebody's balls was Scotty, because we played beach volleyball last night. So
go ahead.
Scott and Angelina have put on this. They're like pro beach volleyball players, right? So we're in a beer league, man. So we're not like, and our team's pretty good.
Yeah,
everybody
we're
on our team is pretty good. I thought. Mm-hmm. What did we go 5-1 last night?
Yep.
So Scott, Mr. Pro Beach Volleyball player that he is, the first two games just biffed it. Couldn't serve. Couldn't do anything.
Break hands, like, huh?
Just completely throwing the game over there on purpose. We thought his whole Instagram persona was a sham.
He was playing down to our level. I'll give him credit. Like, he came down to our level.
Make you guys feel good.
He just made us feel good. I appreciate it, Scott.
Yeah. All right, truth or dare time.
Right off the bat?
Yeah, we got to get it knocked out. Right. We're behind on our dares, by the way. We owe them two.
Yep.
So we owe him the burpee challenge, and then we owe him the surf.
Correct.
I think we can knock him out this weekend.
I'm on it. Right. Back to back.
We got a really good dare, and I don't know how to do it on a podcast because I think it's customary that you have to stand. So I don't know how we stand and do this.
Okay.
But your wife dared us to say the Pledge of Allegiance on the podcast.
Wow. Okay. So pull your mic up and we'll...
Hats off.
Yeah.
Hands over your heart. Let's do it.
Can you see it? I'll stand up.
Yeah, you can pull your mic up.
Yeah, there we go.
All right. You look like you should sing.
I sing it. Ready?
Yep.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's been a while since I've said the pledge.
That kind of gave me goosebumps. I'm ready to go play some basketball.
There you go.
Good dare. Shout out to my wife.
Truth time. The truth time is, I guess, the topic.
It did give you goosebumps.
I told you.
Look at you.
Patriotic, man.
I love it.
It's not even chilly in here either.
It is because we're drinking bourbon, though, too. So face is turning a little red already. All right. Brian Teach is in town from First Form. If you've listened to the podcast, we've done interviews with Jenna. We've done interviews with Aaron Summers. We've had Brian on the show before. We've had Sal on the show. I think I've almost interviewed everybody but Andy. And I didn't want to do your typical training, nutrition, supplemental podcast because we've already talked about all of it. But one thing we've never done is like, you know, like a dude's dude type of Q&A open book thing. What's your favorite beer? What's your favorite bourbon? What's your favorite handgun? You know, for women, I left it wide open for women too. Fire away. So I got some pretty cool stuff, but it is exactly what I asked them. So I got a lot of, what's your favorite handgun? What's your favorite bourbon? What's your favorite cigar? So I laid my three out on the table of those three that I got. So we can talk about you guys and just kind of banter back and forth.
I love it.
All right.
So
I'm not scared.
Fire away.
I'm not even scared a little.
It's not a little?
No, not even a little.
Well, we're drinking Woodford. I'm not a bourbon guy.
Okay.
Like I am. I love it. But I'm not a bourbon collector yet. I like it.
You just love a good, like, medium, non-trashy bourbon, I think.
Yeah, I don't like
nothing hot.
I'm not going to sit at home and have a glass of Jack Daniels or like Jim Beam or
okay.
I'm not going to do that. But I like just a cheap bottle of Woodford. I can drink it.
Yeah. I mean, I it's good, right? Like, I think that's a good safe play right out of the get go. I'm the same way. Like, as far as whiskey goes, I'm not going to, if I'm going to drink something like that, it's going to be something good. Otherwise, I'm just going to have a damn beer. You know, I think cheap booze is a good way to have a wicked hangover. And, you know, spending a little bit, I think when we're younger, unfortunately, we spend too much time drinking shit.
For sure.
Because of that,
we get a little cheap, scared. That's all you can afford.
Yeah, right. You get a little bit scared of certain things. Tequila, one of those, right? Shit whiskey. You name it, shit gin. It doesn't matter which one it is, right? In all those scenarios, maybe aside from vodka, like it seems like vodka you can get away with, like it doesn't have a whole lot of taste to it.
Yeah.
But I've never been able to taste a difference in vodka.
Yeah. But I think with those other boozes, other than vodka, it not more expensive isn't better. But finding, you know, like where your wheelhouse is and which one is going to serve you the best. You know, as far as whiskeys go, if I get into the hot ones, when I say hot, like the higher alcohol contents, I'm no thanks.
Yeah.
I'm out. I usually like to drink it straight, not adding a whole bunch of stuff to it, maybe some ice cubes. And if you got to start like really watering it down or you got to start messing with it, it's like coffee. It's not very good coffee if you got to put a shit ton of cream in it.
Right. Yeah, I mean, we were talking to Jenna and Chris the other day, and they've gotten to be kind of like bourbon fans and
snobs.
You know,
let's just
bourbon,
be honest. Yeah, bourbon snobs.
A little snobby. But
what
it's
was the one with the horror? Blanton's? Is that it?
Blanton's, yeah.
Yeah, Blanton's is really good. Pretty tough to find in St. Louis.
So
pretty tough to find anywhere from what I hear.
Well, that's true.
I think I could get into the hunt. I like the hunt. I think I'm just like you. Like, I couldn't really tell the complete difference between a moderate of the road kind of Woodford to something like that they find like super expensive, but
right.
I like the idea of like the hunt for it. I think that seems pretty cool, like little collector's items kind of thing for the house for sure.
What about
but
tequila?
Then are you going to enjoy it or are you just going to let it sit there?
Am I just
going to
look
dust?
At them like
that's
trophies?
Right.
Yeah,
they're
going to probably be there for a few years.
Yeah, I mean, I see people do that all the time where they buy something and then, you know, it's like
just stare at it.
They don't
like,
drink it.
Yeah, it's like the, you know, 60-year-old guy who wanted a vet his whole life and buys one and then it just gathers dust in the garage.
Never
like,
drives
I mean,
it.
I mean, I'm sure he's somehow fulfilled by having that car sitting in his garage, but wouldn't it be a whole lot more fulfilling?
I did have a bottle of tequila in my, it wasn't Vita. But I had a bottle of tequila last weekend. Don and I and our wives said, oh, yeah, let's just have a casual drink. And that did turn into there not being any more tequila. So
yeah,
maybe that would happen with the bourbons. I don't know. But
good.
I mean,
I think I sweat the rest of that bottle out last night playing volleyball from last weekend.
Yeah, there you go.
It was terrible. Horrible.
We've been known to finish, Jeremy Mullins and I have been known to finish a bottle of bourbon, my cohort there at First Form in the Transformation Challenge.
I remember asking you guys when we were at your office because a couple of you guys have a little bourbon collection in your office, and we're like, do you guys drink those? And we're like, you're like, is there any way to not do it?
We sure do.
Yeah. Well, what about tequila? I know where this is going to go. And to be quite honest with you, I'm going to back it, not because I'm biased, because it's you, but, you know, I've drank 1800, I've drank Jose Cuervo, I've drank just about all of them in 41 years of existence.
Right.
But the Una Vida, to me, I can put it in a glass and drink it, whereas some other ones I can't.
Yeah. Well, and there's a big deal, you know, there's a difference in tequilas, whether it's a mixto or if it's a true 100% agave. And
right.
I think most of the 100% agaves, they're going to be decent. You know, some of them are going to have a little bit more of a bite to them. You know, they're going to have more of that tequila finish. But then, you know, there are ones like the Julio 42, like if you're okay with spending $100 on a bottle of booze, like it's pretty damn good. Even Patron Roca, like if we get into some of those now, Patron now makes a silver and, you know, I don't know, it's just not going to be as good of a tequila as some of the other ones. And I think Una Vida, you know, I mean, listen, it's obviously I enjoy it. Right. But, coming from a guy who likes booze, I like all kinds of booze, so it's a matter of which one, you know, what is going to work best for the customer, what works best for your palate, what are you going to do with it, are you going to use it to mix, or are you going to try to drink it straight, because those are all different things. I mean, there's if we were talking about whiskey before, you open a $100-something bottle of Jefferson's Ocean and somebody mixes it with Coke, you know, I mean, you might want to just punch them in the face,
right?
Because that's it's kind of a, you know, Jack Daniel's serves that purpose very well, right?
Right.
You want to mix something with Coke, cool, we got you. but I don't know about doing it with, you know, $100-something bottle of booze.
So do you find that you were always interested in tequila, or was it just you kind of met some of these people and then you became more educated in it and decided like, oh, like back when I was in college in my early years, yeah, I was drinking shitty Jose Cuervo. Like,
right.
I was thinking, I'm anti-tequila. Like, but then you kind of met people that taught you what good tequila is and kind of re-energized like your palate, I guess you could say. Is that kind of what happened?
I think what happened, you know, if we go back, God, probably 15 years now, you know, I spent a long period of time in the bar business and ended up at a bar where there was quite a few tequila drinkers. And, you know, you have like the Corazones and the Casadores and some of the, you know, a little bit better tequilas, and realizing that, it doesn't taste nothing like Jose Cuervo, you
right.
know, or it doesn't taste anything like, you know, some of the other ones, the Montezumas and the real tequilas that are out there, you know. So
the spring, let's just call them the spring break tequilas.
That's
Can
right.
we call them the spring break tequilas?
Yeah, for sure. You know, and they're not necessarily like intended to be taken as shots or, you know, used. I mean, you could use to mix with them, right? But
right.
I mean, they're really meant to be enjoyed, not just, you know, taken with a shot with salt and all this other crap along with it. But,
right.
you know, if it's a good
Shake
booze,
it out.
Yeah, right. You should be able to enjoy it. So,
I can use a little analogy with that. When I was an asshole teenager and even into my young 20s, we had the same analogy for smoking weed. We did. We used to make fun of them kids for going out to Cherokee Street or whatever it is there, down there in St. Louis, and buying these big ass expensive bongs and all this other stuff. We're like, you're playing with your weed, man. Roll it up, smoke it, move on.
Yeah, there you go.
So, for me, is it weird that I enjoy the cheaper shit?
No, because like, I've had cheap stuff that's really good.
Like, Woodford's not an expensive, that bottle is $30.
Right.
And even with the Una Vita, like, I just like a Blanco.
Yeah,
like, I don't like the brown.
Right.
I don't like the brown tequilas.
Anejo.
We had it the other night, I think.
No, it's not bad.
Yeah.
I don't mind it. But I like the Blanco. I could just pour it in a glass, put a lime in it, and I'm good to go.
Yep.
I don't have to have nothing fancy. So.
I like it.
What about handguns? I got a big question on that. And the guy was asking me like I was like a gun guru, which I'm not. I am and I'm not. You know, I enjoy them. But he asked me what my favorite handgun is, and I don't know if I have an answer to that. I don't have one, really. I mean, I have about nine of them.
You just did some
them,
work
so.
On your 9mm.
Yeah, so, I mean, if I shoot with Tony and those guys in those matches, I shoot a SIG X5. It's a full-size 9, but I carry this Walther 9 laying on the table right here. Mm-hmm. The only reason I like to carry that is it's a thinner handgun.
Yeah.
I got short little meaty meat hooks, so for me to be able to handle that one and grab it really fast, I just like that one better than a fat Glock.
Right. Yeah. So I think it's hard to go wrong with a Glock. You know, for the dollars, I mean, they're pretty well bulletproof. You can do anything you want to them. You know, it doesn't cost you a ton to work on them if you want to do something to them. My favorite gun that I carry is a 19, you know, just because it's a little guy. It fits just about anywhere. Almost left it in my backpack when I was getting on the plane. Luckily I remembered.
Nice.
A little extra trip out to the car
nice.
Before going through security the hard way.
Yeah.
But you know, I mean, I think, I don't know how you go wrong with a Glock. Now there is a new CZ out. That's like a competition gun. That's not super expensive. That is pretty gnarly. I've shot them a few times. I got a buddy that has one. But still, even still, like the Glock is just
that's
so
what you just
simple.
Got.
Yeah, so I'm brand new to this. I've shot plenty of guns my whole life, but I'm just like the friend that just borrows the guy who owns guns.
That's right.
Like so,
yeah.
Don got me into like, hey, it's time to go ahead and, you know, get yourself some home protection at least and everything like that. So we ended up looking at new guns and then being steered towards looking at used guns, and it was a CZ that was upgraded. And
it's only a year old.
Yeah, it was a year
so
old and
nice
had a lot
gun.
Of bells and whistles already done to it. So it was kind of a nice bang for the buck. Mm-hmm. But I like
used guns on the market right now.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Not very many.
Crazy.
Yeah, but, you go to the gun stores around here, there's few and far between.
Yeah.
I was going to say the worst thing I've ever done is sell. I've only sold a couple of guns in my life and that I never should have sold them.
Mm-mm. Yeah. I think
never should have sold them.
I think for me, it's all about like the feel. Like, and you just kind of said it with like, with your hand, like, I've shot some of your guns and they feel completely different because of like the size and everything like that. I think it's all about what feels natural in your palm and everything like that. And if you pick it up on a daily basis and it doesn't feel like you have to readjust every time, I think that's, everybody's going to have a different gun because everybody has a different hand. So,
you know. Well, I think you're talking a different conversation. Are you talking about conceal and carry every day, or are you talking about sport?
Yeah.
There's two different things there.
Yeah.
I mean, there's actually a couple.
You probably have a new favorite gun in your gun safe right now.
Well, I can't say it's a favorite. I haven't thrown a bullet through it yet.
Well, you're still looking at it. You look at it. You touch it. You feel it. You massage it. Like, you're pretty excited.
Oh, yeah,
about it. It's almost like it's like a girlfriend for you right now.
I'll have to show you later when we get back to the house. But right. I just bought a brand new 6.5 Creedmoor Christensen Arms carbon fiber.
All right.
Yeah, I got some money wrapped up into this
one.
I bet.
What kind of optics on it?
I just bought the Night Force. It was about $3,600.
Okay.
Yeah. There's,
right.
Investment.
It's a small car in a gun case. The way I got around it, though, is Yvonne used to do these little aspirin shoots with her dad. And it's semi, you know, it's long. It's 25, 50, and 100-yard shoots. And you shoot these little aspirins, and you're timed. And you have to, like, move across this board. I want to say it's 1 minute per distance. So you get, like, 1 minute to hit as many aspirins as you can at 25 yards. Next round, it's 1 minute at 50 and then 100. Well, she used to do that growing up with her dad. So she loves this shit. So when I told her what I was doing, she was like, oh, yeah. She was all about it. I'm like, oh, okay. You like one of those, well, I'm just going to go ahead and finish building this. Then, and then we'll talk about the price later.
This is just the modern day version of what you did. Yeah, when you were growing up. Yeah, no problem. That's good stuff.
I got a few on cigars. I used to be really big into cigars, man. I've kind of gotten out of it. And I think it was these Cohiba red dots that I have laying here on the table. I never had one that compared to it. But again, that's me going back to me liking like the cheap average stuff.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Swisher Sweets. Come on, Don.
20 years ago.
Old Don on a Friday night. Swisher Sweets.
20 years ago without tobacco.
Six pack. Yeah. I could see that. Where did you like the plastic tip ones, or were you like the wooden tip Swisher Sweets?
With my pinky out?
Yeah.
Pinky's out.
With that wooden tip, I'm sure.
Yeah. Fancy. Cherry flavored and all.
Nope, but Cohiba's always been my favorite.
Man, I couldn't even begin to tell you if I have a favorite or not. I usually walk into the cigar room and just start either asking questions or picking them up and seeing where we're at. You know, I know for me, it needs to be a Robusto or shorter, because if it's more than that, the hangover, it doesn't matter what kind of cigar it is.
You mean like this big old Babe Ruth thing?
Yeah, that's probably a little much. Probably won't end up finishing that. And unfortunately, the best part is at the end.
Right.
You know, for the most part.
Yeah.
So you got to smoke that thing for however long to get to the part that you like. So I would rather just start with a little bit shorter one and maybe not spend so much money on it and move along from there.
I don't even know if I remember any more brands.
Dude, don't talk to me about cigars. You know my stance on them.
They make him puke.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Baby stomach when it comes to those.
Mm. Huh.
Roller coasters and cigars.
Really. And gray hair.
And gray hair.
Damn.
Those things will make you puke.
Yeah. I mean, maybe if we just get some just for Ben on the way home here, and we color your hair, maybe you can handle a roller coaster.
Just for
and
Ben, that flew off the tongue.
Mm. We'll get it figured out.
That did fly off the tongue.
It's natural.
What
else you get?
Some guy, we won't mention his name on Instagram because I don't want him to get bashed, but he said boobs or butt? ?
I've always been a boob guy.
Booty.
Yeah, they got to have an ass first before they have anything. Otherwise,
I don't mind being outnumbered here, boys. I'm good. You're not going to get me to change my direction.
I married a Puerto Rican, so you know my stance.
I don't know how much more deeper I want to get into that. Yep. I'm a butt guy. Butt and legs. What else we got?
You got a really, really cool guy's gift today for your birthday. We talked about the one that Scotty got you last week. Really cool gift with the mug. But you got a really cool gift today.
Yeah, our marketing guy got me a tripe there behind you. It's a schematic blueprint of Busch Stadium.
Oh, yeah, that is cool.
It's framed, wood frame. I'm running out of room in here for wall art.
We need a bigger office. You should probably think about relocating your office, and maybe this one could get reused for something. I don't know, or somebody. I don't know.
What if I just work from home and I don't come in?
We could do that too.
Well, we didn't talk about cars. That was the last thing on my list was cars. And I'm not a gearhead, man, so I'm not going to be very knowledgeable in this area.
Yeah.
The only thing I've ever owned other than my Jeep SRT is trucks. I've never, well.
I mean, you have a Raptor, sir. Let's be honest. That's not just a truck.
Well.
It's two in one.
Right. Yeah. I had an Audi A5 convertible, and it was the biggest hunk of shit I've ever had.
When was that?
That was.
I remember you used to park it in the garage.
Yeah, almost 5 years ago.
Yeah.
It was a lemon. I had so many issues with that car. It kind of turned me off of Audis. I don't even want to get in another Audi. I don't even like them anymore.
I can't see you to be an Audi guy. Was it a phase, do you think?
For a little while.
Like you started looking at them on the road, and then all of a sudden you're like, okay, maybe I like Audis. Like,
no.
He wanted the convertible so his hair could blow in the wind.
It is. Well, the convertible aspect is exactly why we wanted it. So we had a Jeep Wrangler when we moved here.
Okay.
Jacked up on 33s, big yellow bumblebee looking thing. It was a cool car, but it was very impractical. And, you know, we took it to Carolina Beach once, I think. And that's when I realized the transfer case was shot. Learned that the hard way, got it stuck in the sand.
Perfect.
And so after that, we got busy with the restaurant. We never really took it out much anymore. And I was like, well, this is dumb. The Jeep just sits here. Let's get something we're going to drive that's easier to get in and out of. And we happened to be driving by the lot one day, and I saw this black Audi 85 convertible sitting there, and started talking to the guy about it, and he made us a deal on it, and we took it home, and I think after about 6 months of owning it, things just started going downhill south, like quickly.
Right.
And the first thing was the roof wasn't sealing, so it was leaking, and water would, like, get underneath the passenger seat. And with them Audis, they have, like, an electrical harness under the passenger seat that all of the electronics in the entire car run through this channel.
Perfect.
Well, little did I know, that channel was filling up with water.
That's
every time it rained. Yeah. I would get in, I'd smell mildew, and I'm like, what in the hell? Took it to the dealer shop, like, two or three times until they finally figured out what this was.
Mm-hmm.
They got that fixed. Then the back window started separating from the ragtop. It was just little stuff, like annoying shit.
I mean, that doesn't sound very little.
And then after that, I'm like, I'm done with this car. And we traded it in, and that's when I got my Jeep SRT. She was already driving a Cherokee and traded it in, and then she got the SRT in black. So we both were driving SRTs. One was white, one was black. We called it Salt and Pepper. And then I got the Raptor.
Yeah, your white one was a bad car. I liked it.
But I've never owned like an old like muscle car. Always wanted to, but my thing is I'm not a mechanic. So that kind of takes away the enjoyment of owning something like that, because if something goes wrong with it, I got
to
call something up.
Done.
Yeah, but that's cheating, man.
I don't know, is it? If you're enjoying it, does it matter?
Teach, you got a pretty nice car, don't you?
No, not anymore.
I thought you put a picture up of one the other day.
I got rid of all my cars.
You put a picture up of one the other day.
Too many speeding tickets.
You got the old truck, though.
I do have the truck. So I have a 76 Ford that, to your point, is a giant pain in the ass. And to be honest, the only reason I keep it is because Peyton absolutely loves it. And it's our, you know, it's our date night to ice cream thing. So at least once a week, we usually take it down to the local ice cream shop and, you know, sit on the tailgate, have an ice cream, and then drive it back.
That's awesome.
And she loves it. You know, it's on 39s. It's got 7 inches of lift. You know, it looks like when we were kids, Don, Tonka trucks, you know, were
Bigfoot.
Yeah. Or stompers, right? Looks like a stomper. So for all you kids out there, stompers were these little cars that took a single AA that you turned on and they ran across the floor, and that's about all they did. But for us, that was pretty cool back then.
Yeah, that was entertaining. We didn't have iPads.
No, we didn't have no electronics. This was pretty cool.
Hmm.
I think I'm just, I haven't had like the fanciest cars, but I think I've been American made my whole life.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's another topic of conversation. But for me, vehicles, yeah, I've always gone towards the American made.
Well, you open a can of worms with the Europeans, as Don found with the Audi. You know, I had an Audi as well, an RS7 that, you know, when something went wrong with it, it was usually going to cost you a few more dollars than having that American made car
right.
fixed. And unfortunately for me, I got rid of a car I loved for the RS7, and it was probably not a great move. So, in fact, my car is back for sale now. That my old
I know which one you're talking about.
Is back for sale.
That was a nice car.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Maybe that's the one that I saw you. It's all blacked out.
Yep.
Yeah, that thing's bad looking.
Yeah. Yeah, sure was. Damn it.
You didn't modify that though, did you?
Yeah. Yeah, it was about, I guess, it was a manual, so it was like 600 to the tire-ish horsepower. It was a ton of fun.
The one thing I'm waiting on is the 2021 Raptors, because I want to see if they put a V8 in it.
Well, you just need that Bronco Raptor, and you'll be set.
Are they making a Raptor out of the Bronco?
I don't know. There was a news report that came out that leaked that said they may be.
What do you think about those new Broncos?
I think they're sick.
You like them?
I'm not a fan.
Really?
Hmm.
What does it matter?
They say you the one not that sharp up enough.
The Pledge of Allegiance a minute ago.
Was me.
You like? You think they're too rounded, or what do you not like about them?
I don't know.
Oh, I love them.
I just don't think they just came out with a. What did they just announce the other day? It was a Cherokee, like the old Cherokee wagons.
Yeah, Jeeps.
The Wagoneers.
Wagoneer.
Yep.
Yeah, they released a brand new version of it.
Well, of course.
And it looks weird. It just looks like a rant. I don't know. I don't like it.
Yeah. You don't like the reinvention of the old stuff once?
No.
Okay. Fair enough.
I don't know.
What was that?
No Bronco Raptor for Don.
Yeah.
But if they put the V8 in the pickups next year, I'll trade mine in about 2.5 seconds.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
If it's the Shelby GT motor that they're talking about doing, absolutely.
Okay. All right. All right. I was going to say, because to me, if it's whatever, 500, 600, however many horsepower, I don't care if it comes from a four-cylinder or a V8. They definitely feel different when you're driving them, but they're still the same amount of fun.
Well, I've been debating on, do I want to upgrade to a diesel? Because that's the only truck I've never owned in my entire life is a diesel. Yeah. But I'm looking at it, and I'm going, I don't need a diesel. Like, I don't carry anything. I don't haul any equipment. I don't have no reason to have a diesel truck.
Yeah, I've owned diesels in the past, and I would have to say that aside from resale value, I don't know that. But, nah. Hmm. I don't have a purpose.
All right. That about wraps it up.
It's good stuff. I
covered everything.
It's a good midday cocktail. Appreciate that.
Teach, thanks for coming back in, man.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
For sure.
We've got a long weekend of boozing.
Man, I thought we were going to like really get hung up here on some conversations like – in the weeds. This was pretty clear cut.
We're just hanging
How
out.
Far in the
We're
weeds you want to go?
I don't know. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know where we were going.
Just casual, brother.
Because he cut it off when we started talking about boobs and butt. So
the three of us would be dead if we went any further with that.
Very true. Very true.
I don't have anybody to kill me anymore.
Okay, well, the two of us would be dead. All right, guys. Till next time.
See you guys.